Now it's our time to study lesson 2. 13 equals 1. 13等于1. Please open your book at page 18. Now read after me the 4 words here. Equal. Weaker. Raise. Torchlight. Read after me once more. Equal. Weaker. Raise. Torchlight. The most important word is equal, the first word. We know it's a transitive verb and adjective, means be the same as. 那么这个作为及物动词也是一个形容词的词 ,equal, 表示等于。When it is a transitive verb, we use the constructor A equals B. 那我们在运用动词的时候我们所使用的常用的句式结构 A equals B. For example, 13 equals 1, 13等于1。Does 13 equal 1? 13等于1吗？那么 equal 为动词的用法，它的第二个语义，与什么相匹敌？ None of us can equal her, either in beauty or as a dancer. None of us can equal her, either in beauty or as a dancer. 我们当中没有人能够和她相匹敌，无论是从外貌上，还是作为一个舞蹈演员。Secondly, it is additive. We often use the case structure be equal to. 这里的 to 是一个介词。Now I want to give you an example. Mary is quite equal to John in brains. Mary is quite equal to John in brains. Brain, B-R-A-I-N. 我们通常采用复数形式表示脑力智能，玛丽和约翰可以在脑力方面相匹敌。那么我们在应用 be equal to 这个句式结构的时候，它的第二个语义表达有能力、有力量来做某事，一定要注意这里的 to 是介词。I'm equal to running the company.I'm equal to running the company. 我有能力来创办这家公司。Okay, the second important word, raise. When we studied how to use word, you should know the Chinese expression. 那我们在学习这个及物动词的时候，一定要注意 raise 词汇基本的汉语义。We learn a word according to the context.我们学习一个词汇要有上下文，否则很难以记忆这个词的含义。Raise， 它首先表示筹集募捐 ，raise money 筹款。第二个语义提高 ，raise the price 提高物价 ，raise the temperature 提高温度。它的第三个语义饲养。供养 raise a horse 养一匹马 raise a family 供养一个家庭，那么也可以译作为种植 raise wheat 种植小麦。第四个语义 raise 表示召集招募 raise an army 召集一支军队。第五个语义它表示提出发出Raise a cheer, 发出喝彩声、欢呼声。Raise a shout, 发出喊声。所以我们学习这个动词 raise 的时候要注意一词多义。OK, torchlight, 电筒光 ,torch, 手电筒火把火炬。Lesson 2 is easy for us, so we won't spend too much time on it.Of course, we concentrate on the first paragraph. Our weaker is always raising money for one cause or another, but he has never managed to get enough money to have the church clock repaired. 这里的语句。首先同学们要把握住重点用法，现在进行时和 always 等频度副词搭配。 always constantly continually 等表示总是连续不断的这类频度副词，用于进行时态的时候，表示说话人带有的情感色彩。 Now let's compare two sentences. 那么下面我们来对比两句话。 Tom is always doing homework. 我们采用的进行时态和 always 搭配，汤姆老是在家做作业，做也做不完。但如果把这句话改成一般现在时， Tom always does his homework.汤姆总是呢不拖沓家庭作业。如果同学们还没有搞明白的话，不妨再给同学们举一个更有代表性的例子。 He is always making noises. 他这个人总是吵吵闹闹，真够烦的。所以我们在运用 always, constantly, continually 这类副词运用进行时态，表示说话人的一种情感色彩，喜欢或者是厌恶。 Our vicar is always raising money. 所以说我们的牧师呢总是募集钱财，表示了作者的一种不满意的心理。 Let's say the writer is not pleased with the vicar. For one course or another,这是我们本课所出现的优秀结构之一。 One or another 表示某种这样或那样，一个不确定的语义。比如说出于某种原因， For one reason or another， 在某个时候， At one time or another， 用某种方法， In one way or another一定要注意 one or another 表达一种不特定的概念，这样或那样的某一种，和适当的介词和名词进行搭配。我们的牧师呢总是找各种各样的缘由来筹集资金。 But he has never managed to get enough money to have the church clock repairedWe know the church clock was damaged. 我们知道这个教堂大钟被弄坏了，但是牧师却从来也没有想方设法筹集足够的资金把教堂的钟修好。请同学们注意，筹集足够的资金来做某事， get enough money to do something. For example, I have to get enough money to have my house repaired.我必须的筹集足够的资金把我这个房子修一修。 Have the church clock repaired， 这是我们大家常用的 have something done 句型，表示找某人来做某事。 We learn the key structure in book 2， 在新概念二册大家应该非常熟识。这个牧师一直被请求要把这棵该诅咒的树砍掉。The vicar has been asked to have the tree cut down. 找人把这个飞机修理好。Have the plane repaired. 去剪头发。Have a haircut. 注意这里同学们要把握住。Have something done. Done 代表我们所需要的过去分词。它的第二个语句，第二个语义表示某人所遭受到的意外某种情况，但无论是哪一种含义，你必须要把握住 have something done 句型的主语必须是发出这个动作的人。他的钱包不慎被人偷了， His wallet was stolen. 但是如果我们采用 have something done 句式， He had his wallet stolen. 那么所表达的概念就相当于我们刚刚说过的 His wallet was stolen. Are you clear? The big clock which used to strike the hours day and night was damaged many years ago. We know the big clock was damaged many years ago and has been silent ever since. 重点句型这个大钟许多年前就被弄坏了，那么一直保持沉默，那么从此呢无声无息了。在 big clock 之后的 which used to strike the hours day and night， 这是 which 所引导的定语从句，用来说明 big clock 过去的情况。 used to 动词不定式 to 表达过去常常做而现在不再存在和发生的事情了。He used to smoke every day. Let's say he doesn't smoke now. One night, however, a waker woke up with a start. 在第一课当中我们已经讲到过 however 与所预料的情况或所陈述的情况恰恰相反。We know the big clock has been silent ever since. However,So even though we don't read the text, we know the big clock is striking. The big clock works again. 那么即便我们不看上下文，同学们也可以推测出这个大钟又开始报时了，又工作起来了。